I'm talking today with Jeff Fidler, the president and founder of Signal Hill Insights. Jeff, first of all, hello, and thank you for joining me.
Hi, Brad. Yeah, this is a pleasure.
Now, you've just come out with an updated report on your Canadian podcast listener study, which is an annual study, and this is a kind of a semi-annual update, I think. Is that right?
Well, actually, this is normally, this would be the time that we would be in field. This would be our fourth year. And obviously, with the situation the way it is now, we just felt that it might be better to wait a little bit later until maybe we get closer to something like future normal. So we've actually moved the field dates for our annual study to September. But because of that, we wanted to do just a little update during this period. And there were things happening, the Joe Rogan Spotify deal, and gave us a jumping off point for doing just that kind of study.
Yeah, I noticed you sent me the report yesterday, so I've had a bit of time to go over it. Very interesting metrics in here, and it does seem like we have a couple of broad topics to address today. One is the Joe Rogan deal with Spotify, which is still repercussing in the podcast field, I think. So you've got some interesting observations about that. And then secondly, some other more general observations and metrics about the podcast industry. So maybe we should start with Rogan, you think?
Sure. As good as anywhere.
All right. One standout observation that you've got is that Spotify is likely to actually shrink Rogan's very large listener base. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I this is all looking forward to when Joe Rogan becomes exclusively available on Spotify. Now, he won't even be available on Spotify until September 1st. It's the end of the year before his audio and video podcast will be available only on Spotify. But we wanted to get just an idea of people now, and this is just, we were in field May 27th, 28th, so it was really 1 week after the deal was announced, and just get an idea of, based on what platforms they were listening to now, what was their likelihood to listen to Joe Rogan then. I mean, and Joe Rogan has a big enough base of listeners that we were able to have enough sample of Joe Rogan listeners to get an idea of how that might change. And we did see some differences, and we saw those differences by platform.
Mm-hmm. Explain that, please, the differences by platform.
Well, a big part of Joe Rogan's appeal and a big part of his reach is really that he is available on YouTube. For those people for whom, YouTube is really their go-to destination for all entertainment, that's where they listen to podcasts or watch podcasts. In fact, from our Canadian podcast listener study the last couple of years, we found that when we ask those people who access podcasts on YouTube, they say that only about half the time are they actually watching it. That may also just be their audio choice, and they would be perhaps on their computer or something else while they're watching or while they're listening. But there's certainly a lot of people who access Rogan on YouTube now. 22% last year of people who said that YouTube was their primary podcast platform identified listening to him top of mind in the past month. So it's a big part of his current audience. And those listeners that we surveyed last week, they indicated that they were not going to listen or watch as much as they are now. 50% said they would either listen less often or stop listening altogether.
50% of what exactly? Is it Rogan's established audience?
So this is of those people who listened to Joe Rogan at some point in the past year, who say that YouTube is a platform that they use, one of the platforms they use most often to access podcasts.
Ah, that's interesting, because at another point in your report, you do establish that YouTube is the most prevalent platform for listening to podcasts in the field of your study. Have I got that right?
Yeah, it's really similar to what we saw last year in the Canadian Podcast Listener Study. People do access, a lot of people do access podcasts on YouTube. It may not be, and often is not, their exclusive platform. for accessing podcasts, but it's one of the ways they do, and it is kind of a common ground for a lot of people. So as a result, when you actually ask people, what are the podcast platforms you access most often to listen to podcasts or watch podcasts, YouTube does come to the top of that list.
It seems to me like that must be the Joe Rogan effect, right? Because most of the most successful and popular podcasts actually do not have a YouTube instance, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, certainly a big part of that is Joe Rogan. There are other podcasts as well. H3 is another podcast that's quite popular, not anywhere near Joe Rogan level, but it's a podcast that really sees itself primarily as a video show, let's put it that way, as opposed to a podcast. And of course, there are other podcasts that actually make the audio available on YouTube as well. But yeah, I think a big part of that is the Joe Rogan effect. And when he had Elon Musk on Smoking Dope, I think it was 84 million views. I mean, those kinds of things kind of make YouTube one of those platforms that people will access podcasts on.
So that's the key to success. Start your podcast 10 years ago on YouTube, or 12 years ago, or whatever it was, and make sure you smoke dope in the video.
With Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it. It's important.
Oh, boy. Well, is Rogan unique in your mind? I mean, not just the scope of his reach, but the fact that he started on YouTube and then evolved into an audio podcast. That seems like a remarkable story.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't think Joe Rogan really limits himself to thinking about this as a audio podcast. He's a multimedia guy in terms of his background. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of natural that he would, you know, not necessarily draw lines between what's audio only and what's video. I think he is unique in that. And there's certainly a few that have picked up on that. There's a, in Quebec here in Canada, Mike Ward, Sous Écoute is a podcast in Quebec. But again, a very big podcast on YouTube, also available on Apple Podcasts or other platforms. But again, YouTube being sort of a primary source. So it's not just Rogan, there are others, but certainly he has led the way with that.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to accessing podcasts on YouTube, as represented in your report, another smaller metric that stuck out to me, I don't know whether it was right for me to be surprised by this or not, but the 55 to 64 age group, if I'm looking at the chart correctly, actually leads that trend of people accessing podcasts on YouTube primarily.
Yeah, it's actually a funny thing. The people who access podcasts on YouTube are either very young or very old. It's not so much in the 25 to 54 demographics, mm-hmm. but older demographics who may not be familiar with podcasting. Again, the one thing about YouTube is it's such an easy platform.
Yes.
So yeah, it certainly does make it easier for people who, older demographics, that it's been around for a long time and it's an easy thing to access, and you can find things. I mean, it's Google, right? It's perfect for search, so you can find what you're looking for. And then at younger demos, we do see, I mean, particularly if you're looking at 18, 24, or even younger, really is a kind of go-to destination for all kinds of entertainment. I mean, to listen to music too, it's a streaming option for a lot of people, especially in, actually right across all demographics.
Yes. Well, this is a bit off to the side, but I can testify to that as a popular music streamer. From my personal experience talking with people, I'm a classical music fan, and I have classical music fan friends. Many of them are in that older demographic. And when I mention Spotify, they've probably heard of it, and Pandora, sure, maybe. But their platform for classical music is definitely YouTube.
Interesting. I didn't know that. The other thing we saw with platforms, I think, which, and YouTube wasn't a big surprise to us to see it at the top again this year, actually, particularly because from everything that we're, other research that we're seeing, Edison, in fact, in their report last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess, about podcast consumption during the pandemic, they show that people are more likely to be listening to podcasts on their computers than they would be, say, a year ago, because they're at home. They're on their computer all the time. It's a natural thing. So that probably has helped YouTube maintain that point as well.
Mm-hmm. Just a note on your company, Jeff. You have recently established a new corporate entity and a new branding for the work you do, Signal Hill Insights. You want to talk for a minute about that?
Sure. We've done over the last, I guess, 4 or 5 years or so, we've done a lot more work in podcast area, specifically brand lift studies for branded podcasts. Pacific Content is one of our major clients. And we've done literally dozens of studies for them to help show their clients and their clients to show the people they work with that branded podcasts, really good, high quality branded podcasts can really make a difference in terms of brand engagement. So we did a number of studies and we've also been working, and we did that for, we've done some for WNYC Studios, for The Atlantic, and more recently doing brand lift studies for ads as well. And we see this really as a growth area and just kind of broadening the spectrum to say, hey, you know what? There seems to be an opportunity here for a company that's dedicated to audio research and to help advertisers, broadcasters, and publishers tap into some of the what we see as pretty exciting opportunities in audio these days. So, you know, clearing a path to monetization for podcast streaming, helping broadcasters get full value for their wide reach. And we've been doing some brand lift studies on the radio side as well. And also just helping advertisers use audio and use those opportunities most effectively.
All right, Jeff, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on this interim report. And thanks so much for chatting.
Okay. No, thanks very much, Brad. I really appreciate it.